Hey, you got the morning show here on Raglan Community Radio. And what we're doing now, we've got, first of all, we've got Caleb here from The Hatch, who's one of the organisers of The Hatch exhibition. And that's part of the Raglan Arts Weekend with new and emerging artists. And then we're going to be talking to Ben Grant, Kyla Bacon and Dave Lachlan. Caleb, how you doing? You feeling a little bit busy, a little bit frantic at the moment?
Yeah, I'm, busy, but we're pulling everything together and it's going to be a beautiful little event.
Okay, and how many artists have we got this year?
We have 16 artists, which is, we're very blessed to have a wide range of emerging creatives in our community, and we're going to be showcasing that over the weekend and Friday. So we've got three ceramicists, potters, we've got three photographers, we've got a woodworker, and we have many other artists doing a few different mediums, paint mediums. So it's going to be exciting.
And are some of them returning to The Hatch?
Yes, so we have four returning artists from last year, which is very exciting. They'll be there doing their thing again, just like last year. Yeah.
And we know that because I interviewed Zasha.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's someone who emerged from The Hatch.
She did.
And has her own exhibition.
Yeah.
This year as well, which is I guess that's what you're trying to achieve, isn't it? Like.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Or give people a taste of it, see if that's actually what they want to do as well, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess like the intention behind this project was to create a space for emerging artists to be a part of Raglan Arts Weekend. But also as a bit of a platform for people to have experience and kind of a safe, nurturing kind of environment where some of the pressure that exists when you're exhibiting by yourself is kind of not really there. Mm. And also, the intention behind the project was to share, I guess, information, experiences and resources. And so, yeah, I think the project's been... Yeah, successful. And yeah, it's amazing that Zasha.
Yeah, Kayla's here.
That Zasha's doing a thing. And we also have Eliza Adams, who's going to be in the supper room, she's gone out on her own as well. Okay. So that's really cool.
Yeah, that's nice to hear. And you have an opening event as well that we should tell people about.
We do. We've got our opening on Friday, 6:30 to 8:30. There will be drinks and nibbles, drinks provided by Workshop Brewery, and also a few bottles of wine kindly donated to the opening. So it's going to be a good time. There's going to be also Malcolm playing something we can all move and groove to. Some mellow little tunes.
Malcolm is a DJ?
Yeah, he does
a thing.
He DJs at Out of Ulo's.
Okay.
And also roasts coffee beans as well.
Okay.
I can't remember the name of his coffee, but absolute legend, and has been doing his very funky thing for a while now. So it's going to be great. So do pop along. We're also open Saturday, Sunday and Monday. Saturday, Sunday is from 10 till 5.
Yeah.
Monday is going to be from 10 till 3. So do stop in and say kia ora and support this beautiful little creative happening that's going on in our community.
Sounds awesome. Should we turn now to Ben and have a chat with him? If you want to, thank you, Caleb. So, Ben, welcome to the studio.
Thanks for having me. Nice to be here.
So, now, I said, what do you do before, and you said furniture. So, this is artistic furniture, I presume.
Yeah, sure. So, it's sculptural, functional type furniture.
Okay, so it does serve as furniture.
Absolutely, yeah. It's kind of a passion project of mine. My main work is a kitchen maker in Raglan, with the business Woodworks Raglan.
Yeah.
But this is sort of a passion project on the side, which is making sculptural furniture that's got some sort of function, and I've got to sort of concentrate on its stance and its gesture. So I try to bring it straight out of the sketchbook and into fruition.
So gesture, stance and gesture makes it sound human.
I guess so, yeah.
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 It's expressing something? Must be expressing something.
Yeah, sure. So one of my main pieces that's in this exhibition is called Tipu, which is a small table. I can see you've got it up on your screen there.
Right, yeah.
And the inspiration for that was a seedling, particularly a kawakawa leaf and its seed pod. That was... just recently found out that's won a first prize in furniture for the Art of Wood exhibition, which is run by the National Association for Woodworkers.
Okay, so that's a thing that happens every year, is it?
It is, yeah. So okay. It's really great to get some recognition from them.
It's certainly, it's certainly unique, and I see what you mean about the inspiration behind it. Does that kind of pattern, it seems to turn up in other bits of your work as well, actually quite a lot looking at the... I'm on Ben's Instagram right now. So, yeah.
Yeah, so that other table will also be on display and for sale. That's called Penny, and that was made for a local lady in Whangaroa called Penny. I've made those designs, and then they are produced as batches of five or four. They come in different timbers. So the examples I've got this weekend are in a variety of timber.
All right, so you obviously at some point trained to be a furniture maker or a joiner or something like that.
Yeah, my journey started in carpentry, building. Worked for Paul Christie for quite a few years, actually.
Oh, okay,
And before starting up on my own. The furniture stuff has sort of been self-taught, as well as I learnt a lot from going to the Centre for Fine Woodworking. I did a couple of courses there.
Okay.
And they actually brought me down. They got some funding from Creative New Zealand to bring on new teachers, and I'm a recipient of that mentoring program.
Where is that place?
It's in Nelson.
Down in Nelson. I have heard of that recently.
Yeah. So they
bring people in and you make a perfect chair.
Do all sorts.
That's a class I saw a video of that. So.
Oh, yeah. I think I know the one.
Yeah, Scott Brown, Carpentry.
Scott Brown, that guy, yeah.
Yeah. That's a YouTube channel, folks, if you're suddenly wondering who we're talking about. Yeah, so a lot of skill learnt in a place like that.
Yeah, so I run a course actually on coopering and laminating, and the product that we make is actually going to be in this exhibition as well, which is a bowl. It's a segmented bowl.
Did I see that?
Yeah.
There we go. Am I looking at that now? I know the listeners can't see it, but
yeah,
I'm looking.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, jump on the Instagram, folks.
So you're curving the wood, yeah. Yeah, Ben Grant. Look for Ben Grant. Is that
Benjamin Grant Furniture?
Benjamin Grant Furniture. Okay. Yeah. No, people need to have a look, or they should come and see you. Actually, where are you going to be this weekend? We should talk about that
in the town hall.
Of course, it's the Hatch.
At the Hatch.
So I've been interviewing artists all week, so I'm just kind of like, this is one of my standard questions. Yeah. But you're going to be in the town hall, nice and easy.
Yeah, it's been great. Actually, it's been a really supportive environment to sort of do this exhibition. It's my first one, so Caleb's been amazing, and all the other Hatchlings have been really supportive. We've had meetings to sort of show each other's work and get feedback, and such a great initiative.
Hatchlings. I haven't heard the term used, but that's cool. So tell us about that moment where you're just making functional furniture to order, and then when did you must have started experimenting or had an idle thought, or how did that come about?
Yeah, it's just, like I said, it's a passion project, so it was sort of on the sideline, something that I couldn't struggle to get paid for. So, it was always just setting aside a week here, a week there, a weekend here. And I was just really interested in trying to use advanced woodworking techniques to try and bring something from my sketchbook into life. Try to be tricky, basically, but make it look good.
So had this always been there then, this sort of desire to do this sort of thing? Had it always been with you?
It has, right from the beginning, but I don't think I ever realised it's my potential in it until, I started off just thinking, I want to do woodworking, I'll do carpentry, and had a young family and needed to earn some money, so that was the way forwards for me, and then realised that it wasn't ticking all the boxes, just pressed on with trying to... do other things and connect with other people who are
trying to and how do you find time to do this.
Yeah, that's really tricky.
Yeah.
It's really tricky. So I'll now with my business, I'll end up just scheduling a week in between jobs. I found that's the best way to do it.
Right.
I did do a little stint of once a week I would try and have a 1 day, but I never gained momentum with it. So I find just having a 5 day stint is...
And really focus on it
and then just get back into my normal mahi after.
And tell us about tools. Are you getting special tools for this kind of...
I know
you guys will have, you'll have some tools you just love, I think.
Yeah.
Are you like that with tools, or some guys obsess about them?
No, I'm not so obsessive like that. I have what I need, and I look after those ones. And but yeah, tools is a thing that over the years I've had to collect and spend money on.
So you talked about coopering before. For people who don't know, what is coopering?
Coopering is, so if you imagine a wine barrel, those staves or one of those old wooden buckets, that coopering is an old trade. You'd be a cooper if you made those things. And it's essentially the technique is joining pieces in a curve. And quite often those pieces are curved.
So are you cutting into a curve, or are you using other techniques to make the wood curve?
Well, to make the wood curve, we do the laminating. So that's cutting this wood into thin slices and then gluing it over a form.
Okay.
And then when that sets, it keeps its shape. And then we get those pieces, and this is for the bowl that's going to be exhibited. We get those pieces and cooper them.
Yeah.
And cut the sides so they're slightly angled, and then they all turn into a potentially a big football.
It's it sounds like a lot of precision, a lot of patience,
and a lot of time. Yeah,
and a lot of time. Right. Yeah. Okay.
100%.
Yeah, I know. Like when you're a carpenter, you're always thinking about the time you've got available. How do you deal with time when you're doing this?
I try not to think about it. If I put my things like this on a timeline, I end up cutting corners and not getting as good a thing as I want. So I just try and leave the timeline out of it.
So how many pieces have you got in the exhibition?
I've got two of those tipu tables, one penny table, a few bowls, and then I've also got these little carved wooden painted boxes, which are...
Am I going to see these on Instagram?
Yeah, they're in there as well.
These ones at the top, can you see where I'm... I don't know why I'm asking you, because the listeners can't see it, but...
Yeah, that's them.
Okay, so something little too that people...
Yeah, and I'm going to do a silent auction on those, so people can just put in the box what they want to pay for it, and then at the end of it... Yeah.
And I guess you'll be easier to find in the exhibition because you'll be the one with furniture.
Yeah.
You're the only one with furniture?
I think I might be, yeah.
Okay. One of the questions I ask, I always ask the artist, you know, like, where's your inspiration come from for these things? Now, you've got, there's a practical element to the what you're making. So does that question still apply?
Sure, yeah. I mean, I've got a few mentors which are... over the years have helped me out. David Haig and Michael Fortune, Lou Fuller, and a bunch of others on the sideline who are in the furniture making sphere, and I've managed to connect with them, and they've been super supportive and taught me heaps.
Okay, so that's cool. So folks, we're talking to Ben Grant, who's one of the hatchlings. It makes you sound young, but you have a family, and
I do, yeah.
Yeah, and a career as a builder as well. Are you available for building, or do you want to be available for furniture making now?
Oh, we'll just stick to the furniture making, please.
If you could, is that what you'd like to do? Like do that all the time?
Although I love my work making kitchens. I really enjoy working with clients and trying to get their designs and ideas out.
Yeah.
But this is initiative is for me to get my designs out. So
yeah, okay.
Yeah,
and there's issues around budget as well that happen when you're building a kitchen.
There sure is.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. Whereas, do you think about that at all when you're doing the artistic pieces?
No, I don't.
Just I'm going to make this thing, and if someone wants to buy it, here's how much.
Yeah. I just want to do what I want, and then see if it flies.
Okay. Well, that sounds brilliant, Ben. Thank you for talking to us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Hope you have a good exhibition. And folks, first of our hatchlings going to be in the hatch in the town hall. Caleb, when is the opening again? Saturday morning?
Friday.
Oh, Friday's the official opening.
6:30 to 8:30,
but then the next few days as well. He's going to come back.
Also, just while I'm here,
yes,
just a massive shout out to the community that's been supporting this initiative and project, and our kind sponsors, Waikato District Council, the Creative Community Scheme, which has been a massive support. Rangatahi has also been a huge supporter of this initiative this year and also last year. Waikato Society of Arts have hooked us up with a whole bunch of materials, and also Raglan Community Radio for helping us with the sound.
Oh yeah, we're doing that on Friday, aren't we?
Yes, you are. Yeah. Don't forget.
Well, I'll be here anyway. I think you're just going to come and get me, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. I think that's the plan. Yeah. And just in general, like just the support that we've gotten over the last 2 years has been really, really humbling. So, you know, thank you to the community that's supporting us.